The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, January 16, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the figure of the outstanding poet and communist Rubén Martínez Villena on the occasion of the 89th anniversary of his death, victim of tuberculosis. In his Twitter account, the president said, "A day of tribute to a great man of letters and the Cuban Revolution, Rubén Martínez Villena, communist lawyer, poet, and leader of the Revolution of 1933. Roa defined him as the highest and noblest hope of Cuban youth. His work inspires." Martínez Villena started in the political struggles when he was only 23 years old in 1923 as one of the main protagonists of the Protest of the 13, a group of young intellectuals who broke into an official act presided by a corrupt official of the government of the day and interrupted his speech. Then the young revolutionary imputed his lack of moral authority. That moment represents the eruption in the national life of the first generation that would retake the revolutionary thought after the frustration of the independence ideal of José Martí with the United States intervention in the War of Independence and the establishment of a republic submitted to its interests. With his tireless political work, Villena became a key figure of that generation. The blockade maintained by the United States against Cuba is the longest economic war in history. Pedro Brunswick, member of the Chilean Solidarity Movement with the Caribbean country, recalled. As is already a tradition, the group with its different committees participated in the Festival of Embraces at the O'Higgins Park of Santiago de Chile, organized every year by the Communist Party of Chile. "This is the first post-pandemic party, and we are present to support Cuba and spread its reality in the face of media campaigns against the revolution," the also member of the Santiago Metropolitan Solidarity Coordinator told Prensa Latina. Brunswick highlighted the resistance of the Cuban people who, despite the shortcomings caused by this hostile policy, remains firm. The Festival of Embraces is a meeting for debate and reflection on current issues, but also to enjoy music, culture, exhibitions, and good gastronomy. Cuban Science Day was celebrated on Sunday in the central province of Santo Espíritu. The Ministry of Science, Technology, and Environment, SITMA, chose this territory for the outstanding results achieved in this strategic sector. Previously, in a press conference, Elba Rosa Perez, head of this portfolio, emphasized that the use of the most diverse and profound knowledge is key to solve the problems faced by the nation. She said that in innovation, in addition to other fronts, priority will be given to food production, demography, industry, and energy, especially renewable energy, because the country aspires to change its energy matrix by 2030. She pointed out that the task life is of great importance for Cuba, an island country that suffers the consequences of climate change, hence the need to pay attention to this issue together with pollution and biodiversity. She considered that 2023 will be an opportune year to increase publications, patents, and investments in the scientific field and urge to strengthen the social state enterprise and other forms of production. And in the international agenda, we have that the 9th Summit of North American Leaders did not go off track despite the efforts of host Andrés Manuel López Obrador of at least attempting to link the region's development to the rest of the continent. From the beginning, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, defined his interest in the meeting focusing on his pressing issues, migration, integration, favorable to reconverting the car industry, climate change, clean energy development, and drug trafficking. He agreed on those objectives with his colleague, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, for whom it's a priority to put the lithium that abounds in Mexico at the disposal of the common industry. For both, any other point dealt with would be something unimportant. Concerning the energy reform that Mexico intended to put forward and that the political opposition with Washington's and Ottawa's support managed to thwart, it was excluded from the agenda, but was somewhat present because it's part of climate change. Several hours before the meeting began, the White House published the summit's agreements: climate change, drug trafficking, migration, health, and others, something unusual. The Mexico-U.S. bilateral meeting already revealed the distance between one side and the other when Biden ignored López Obrador's three continental integration proposals, investment programs in Latin America and the Caribbean, and sovereignty. Meanwhile, the Brazilian government activated all security forces in prevention of possible new coup actions this month, as announced by radical followers of defeated President Jair Bolsonaro in the capital's Esplanade of the Ministries. There are already new calls for events on January 16. There are attempts to attack national infrastructures, Justice and Public Security Minister Flavio Dino said on Friday. Dino stated that this, as well as being a crime against the democratic rule of law, is politically speaking a crime against society. According to O Tempo, although they do not believe that the alleged demonstration has the same magnitude as the one occurred on January 8th, which caused the collapse of the headquarters of the three powers of state in Brasilia, members of the government are maintaining a rainforest security scheme in the region. The newspaper states that since that day's attacks, with the intervention of public security of the federal district, the government keeps agents of the military police and the national force in the Esplanade where the public buildings are located. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.